know, this team is, you know, on a totally different side of the map as it was then. It's awesome to see, you know, even being in Miami last year, I'm paying attention to everything that's going on out here. You know, these are my guys. These are my friends, my teammates that I've been with for a long time. And you know, even some of the new guys, you can see why they bring guys like Keon Coleman in here. You know, they bring some of the young Jordan Hancocks in here and the Cole Bishops. And so, you know, I want to, again, just be here to be of service. And again, I'm here to play football too.
Bills practice squad edition, Jordan Poyer. There was 20 minutes of unadulterated chaos when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because it became, what do you mean we signed Jordan Poyer? Is this to the 53? And it turns out, no, ultimately. But that 20 minutes between that report of initially of where he's signing and when that report came out that it's a practice squad edition, ooh, tempers got hot.
Yeah. Yeah. And do you hear what he even said about his time in Miami last year?
Yep, he was focused. Here.
He was focused up here.
He had an eye on the situation here.
Yes,
I believe him.
I do too,
because of the culture in Miami.
Yeah, it was well. Even this season, the vibes are just bad. You heard Bruce Nolan mention it earlier in the show. Vibes are bad. Last season, vibes not much better. Like it was still pretty much the same. Especially, unfortunately, Tua gets injured again. And is out for an extended period of time. Like, yeah, the vibes are bad. So I don't blame him for looking up here. Vibes were good last year.
And, yeah, I think that because Miami has such a poor culture to it, that it makes sense that the team that you made your name with, the team that you became all-pro po, yeah, you do want to look back over there and go, ah, it's like that.
Wish you could break it with them if they're going to break it.
And this could also just be, hey, we're going to do you solid. We'll keep you around here. You could try to fight for a depth spot, and we'll see from there. I did make the joke that we're like one Taylor Rapp heat-seeking missile on Nicole Bishop trying to stop a deep ball.
Or him and DeMar Hamlin running into themselves or something out there at some point. Yeah,
we are one of those scenarios away from like Jordan Poyer being a starting safety, but also that's just, you know, injuries happen to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Whose third, fourth, fifth safeties are going to look good?
I feel like
Cam Lewis is also the next guy up anyway.
Cam Lewis is okay. I prefer him more than Poyer in the backup spot, but also, I don't think Poyer's the worst option. He's familiar with the team, the organization, the players, right? A lot of those players still the younger guys from when he was last here. So I don't...
It is good to have a player that has thrived within that system.
Yeah.
Back in the locker room again.
And he's not the same. He's older. He's slower. Like, I'm not saying he is, but as a backup, break glass in case of emergency, like, that's kind of what everyone's saying. I'm okay with it. I genuinely am.
And I love the point that Zach made that we agreed upon. That we were talking initially about it off air, that I had said, what if that hit by Poyer on Coleman wasn't dirty? It's just that he's a step slower now.
Right, he's just
like
a little...
in his Bills heyday, that's just an incredible play made at the right time. Maybe he doesn't hit Coleman, he goes for the ball instead.
Mm-hmm. But he's slowing down, he's got to figure something
slower,
else
slower,
yeah.
He now has to get to, I have to jar this ball loose.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be that, where it's just, he's not dirty, he's just... There's a step gone. And I think that it's fine that you have Poyer there. Because for the longest time now, not the longest time, for these last 2 years, the Bills have tried to replace DeMar Hamlin in terms of the depth.
Mm-hmm.
They have failed. Mike Edwards was a bust of a signing.
I was excited about
Derek
him,
too. Derek Forrest got released before the season even began. And now you're looking at Jordan Hancock probably as a new type of heir apparent, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Rapp is not a long-term fixture on this team on the back end. No. And if Cole Bishop can show more of the promise, he will be.
You hope he can.
You hope he can.
Because it's kind of do or die. He's going to have to show something. And he missed a lot of time because of injury last season and this season.
It did help that in that last game against Tampa, he looked fast.
He did.
And I didn't need him to look good. I needed him to look fast.
Right, he's moving around the field.
Can you just be quick? Can you be on the attack? Can you be aggressive? And he showed that. And I'm like, okay, I'm happy. That means that he will play fast. He's going to be there, ready to go. And he also did make Tampa's backups look like backups. I just think that day in Chicago was just, I don't know what happened, but it just, nothing went right.
No.
The whole team walked underneath a ladder.
It was just bad.
It was bad.
I was still away. I didn't watch that game. I watched Hard Knocks when I came back, and it was a pretty dramatic retelling of like how bad that was. Like, even for a preseason game, it's still not great to get shut out.
Right. Funny thing, you said you didn't watch it at all.
Mm-hmm. Like the Hall of Fame game.
It was replayed on NFL Network yesterday. Yes, I was out to dinner with my brother and my niece, my nephew, and it's on the television. And I'm like, this nightmare of a game is being shown in front of my eyes again when I want to burn it from my memory. Are you kidding me? I've got my father asking me questions like, what happened in this? I'm like,
we don't know.
had that answer, I wouldn't be sitting here. Like, as a matter of fact, I don't even want to give you that answer because I don't want to answer it. I want that game purged from my memory banks forever. But no, NFL Network's like, yeah, we're going to play this again. Why? Literally play anything else.
They got nothing else. It's preseason action.
No, pick a thing. Pick last year's preseason. I don't care.
That would be crazy.
You did not.
If you had to guess what preseason game you were watching from when.
You did
with not. All these random names.
You did not need to play that game back ever again. It only needed to exist one time. There's something wrong with my chair.
No.
Do you hear it?
Yeah, I hear it clicking.
So I got to be careful with that.
But no, I think just looking at the preseason and everything and Poyer signing and what they've done, and I saw Steve Tasker on a podcast yesterday saying this, on his podcast, I believe, with Chris Brown. He said this is the most talented roster the Bills have had since the Super Bowl years. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of inclined to somewhat agree with that.
The defense is rejuvenated with youth and additions. Von Miller, the first year of Von Miller, I think is the last time you can compare the talent level on defense.
Absolutely right.
Because that's the last hurrah for that group.
That was the Rams game. That opening game against the Rams we were talking about earlier.
They're all still healthy, and they're all still at the top of their game. Mm-hmm. And then the injuries start happening.
Yeah, that was bad.
Hyde, week two.
That's when DeMar Hamlin actually gets a considerable amount of snaps in that season.
Because Micah Hyde.
And then Jordan Poyer switched out too for injury.
Poyer had to play through injury that year a lot.
Yeah.
And including driving to Kansas City.
Yeah, I remember that.
He was in so much pain he could not handle the flight, but he drove to Kansas City because they could not put a tandem out there of DeMar Hamlin and Jaquan Johnson.
No, they could not. They could not.
Johnson, in particular, lost his chance at the starting gig. And that's why you got a season of DeMar Hamlin.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever could go wrong when it came to injuries, that year it did because it was the last hurrah for that team.
Yeah, they tried the next season and it didn't work out.
Yeah, it was an empty shell kind of what they were.
They end up winning the division and going to the playoffs, but it wasn't the same.
Yeah. So when it comes to it, though, the talent level, like you said, it is up there. It's something that you can contend with. Top-end offensive talent is where you're going to get the disagreement because they don't have top-end talent at wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
You look at a wide receiver core that once yielded Stephon Diggs, Emmanuel Sanders, and Cole Beasley on the same roster, and you're like, okay,
yeah,
that's elite-level talent.
Mm-hmm.
As now Josh Allen has proven, I could do it with anyone at
Mac Hollins.
I could do with Mac Hollins as one of our starting
shadow
receivers.
Of Amari Cooper, like injury ridden wide receiver room.
Khalil Shakir's nice, but like, yeah, I'm working with nuts and bolts.
Yeah, a rookie who's coming back from injury, all that stuff. This season though, Palmer, Moore, now Shavers, right? Like kind of emerging a little bit there.
Coleman getting a step up would be huge.
Shakir, Samuel too, being healthy. When Samuel was healthy last year, towards the end of the year, he really started showing why he was on this roster. So if we could see that all season, that would be fantastic. Like, I think this is talent-wise on offense, at least, your best wide receiver room since the Diggs, Beasley, Sanders.
And it'll be fun to break this down more in earnest.
As we see actual
next week.
Yeah, actual action, not preseason action, where they're actually game planning for the other team kind of a deal. Which is still crazy to me. People take the preseason like so seriously when it's a bad loss or something.
Yeah, you don't need to.
The only reason
that I needed to take seriously was to make sure that it avoided my eyeballs ever again. And I failed. And I failed.
You failed.
Like that game.
We'll get them next
nothing
one.
Nothing worked.
Yeah. Like that game. It followed you. Like you could not get away from it. It followed you.
Like
did you even
game.
Ask the waitress to turn it off?
No.
Or waiter, excuse me. I shouldn't have judged that.
You should. It's fine. But like, oh, I was too busy. Do you know how hard it is to keep the attention of a 7 and a 4-year-old?
That game definitely wasn't doing it. That should have asked to put Cocomelon or Bluey on or something.
Cocomelon.
But no, we're gonna run preseason week 2 Bills Bears shutout. That's what's gonna happen.
Oh my God.
That'll feed families, by the way.
We'll take a timeout, come back here, wrap up hour number 2, and then it's prediction time for myself, Derek Kramer, and for Joe Kelly here on Sports Talk Saturday.